The state budget originally set aside about $1.3 million to build a transitional halfway house for certain sex offenders in Milwaukee County. It was put there to comply with the state law that entitles some offenders to community-based treatment once they're released from prison. The problem is, no one could find a place to build a halfway house. A committee studying the issue was met with protesters by the hundreds at a public hearing. Moreover, public officials promised they'd fight any such building plans. New Berlin GOP Senator Mary Lozick sponsored a plan that Governor Jim Doyle signed that completely eliminated any building plans. She says the state should look at locking up sex offenders for longer because nobody wants them back in their communities.
They can be locked up for life at the beginning and not have to go through two strikes, you're out, not have to go through this whole being housed at Sand Ridge or the Wisconsin Resource Center and not have to be housed in communities where, you know, where people have to put up with these folks.
Lozick's proposal to lock up some violent sex offenders for life has stalled this legislative session. Lawmakers are considering another plan that would monitor released sex offenders full-time using global positioning satellites. But that still doesn't deal with the issue of where to put people whom state law says are entitled to be treated in communities. The battle may come to a head in court. In a recent case, the state Supreme Court left the door open for a lower court to order Milwaukee County to build a halfway house for offenders on supervised release. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.